talk to you today about spiritual material happiness. The bottom line is that we want to be happy. Everyone is searching for happiness. So I want to suggest to you that by reweaving the spiritual and the material aspects and dimensions of your life and bringing them together into a new wholeness, a unity, you can experience happiness beyond anything you've imagined. So let me give you an example of what I mean. Let's take a simple word like the word abundance. We all search for abundance. Well, a way to tap into the spiritual aspect of abundance is to ask yourself, what does spiritual abundance mean to me? Suddenly, you're not just going, I want abundance. You're going, what does spiritual abundance mean to me? Answer that question for yourself. Then you can ask yourself, what does material abundance mean to me? And you can ask that question for yourself. You see how suddenly you've opened and expanded your experience and your awareness and your inquiry to both the spiritual dimension and the material dimension of your desire for abundance. You can do the same thing with any other word. For example, maybe you want to practice being more trusting. So you pick the word trust and you ask yourself, what does spiritual trust mean to me? Wow, suddenly that opens up very different answers than just trust. Suddenly you're thinking about the spiritual aspect of trusting. And then you can ask yourself, what does material trust mean to me? Again, different answers come up. And this is how you do your self-inquiry. That's what spiritual development, spiritual progress, spiritual growth is about, is self-inquiry. Another example is the word responsibility. What does spiritual responsibility mean to me? Wow, I've never thought of that. That is a deep question. And then what does material responsibility mean to me? So you see, you can take any word, and by just opening the inquiry up and expanding it, you can look at the spiritual aspect of it and the material aspect of it, and suddenly you have an inquiry that's more expansive and taps into a larger version of yourself, and then you can gain wisdom, internal wisdom or external from the universe, just wisdom about the two aspects of your experience around each quality. Now you could do it with qualities that are not desired, but can be really useful to kind of work through and grow, like stress. What does spiritual stress mean to you? How do you experience it? What does material stress mean to you? How do you experience that? Or fear. What does spiritual fear mean? And what does material fear mean? And it's endless. You could take it into any area of your life and ask yourself, what does spiritual fear mean to me around my finances? What does material fear mean to me around my finances? And so on in any area of your life. So I want to give you three steps, very concrete, simple steps with which you can expand your perspective and create more happiness in your life by tapping into spiritual material happiness. So the first step is what I've showed you now, is to divide the word, your experience, into the spiritual aspect of it and the material. What does spiritual abundance mean to me? What does spiritual trust mean to me? What does material trust mean to me? What does material abundance mean to me? That's step number one. And whatever you want to focus on, you just ask, what does the spiritual aspect of this mean to me? And what does the material aspect of this mean to me? That's step number one. Step number two, you ask yourself, how can I create an experience that includes more of what you came up with? So if you ask yourself, what is spiritual abundance? And you come up with experiencing more joy throughout my day, whatever I'm doing, the tedious to-do list or the fun stuff. Just experiencing more joy. So that would be step number one. You've just answered that. Step number two is, how can I create more joy in my day as I go about the tasks in my routine? And in step two, you want to create a really concrete plan. So how can you create more joy? You can close your eyes to ask the question and just wait for an answer and see, and then you get some creative answer, and make it very simple. Don't make it huge and big. Joy is a big word, but we experience it doing small things. And so create a plan. I am going to put my timer 3 times a day to certain hours, and when it rings, I am going to stop and take a minute to look around me and see joy, or listen inside myself at that moment and see how I feel and see what's joyous about what I'm doing now or what I'm experiencing now. That's a concrete plan, very concrete. It's an example. You can come up with something else. So step two is to come up with a really clear plan of how you're going to bring more spiritual quality or material quality that you're focusing on. And then step three is, go do it. Go do your plan. This is how you grow spiritually. You set an intention, a concrete plan, and then you experience it. You go do it, and then you can reflect and see what worked, what didn't work. You gain so much wisdom and insight about yourself and about the nature of reality and about human experience. And then you set another goal. You focus on another word. It's spiritual aspect, it's material aspect, create a plan for it, concrete plan, and then go do it. Go do it and experience spiritual material happiness. So, to summarize, the three steps are asking first the question, spiritual aspect of the situation, the material aspect of it, then creating with the insight that you received a very simple, concrete goal and plan, and how you're going to execute it, and how you're going to experience more spiritual so-and-so or material so-and-so. And then the third step is going and doing it, and learning from it, and experiencing more spiritual material abundance. Leave a comment below if you want to share your experience. I'd love to hear from you to your spiritual material happiness.